Good morning. This is Emma, Toby and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane public transport enthusiast Imogen Buckley has been calling for Brisbane metros to deploy the accessibility ramps every time they are requested. Through their popular Instagram page at Immy On Board, they have been sharing the stories of how the failure to deploy the ramp impacts people with hidden disabilities. In an interview with 4ZZZ, Immy said that, quote, "We have had stories in comments and DMs from people with disabilities, particularly hidden disabilities, struggling with the continued neglect of support in that area," end quote. Saying that, quote, "We need the sunflower lanyard recognised to make Queensland safer for everyone," end quote. Immy highlighted how, quote, "It's super important to recognise hidden disabilities and understand what symbols reference them," end quote. The hashtag SeeTheSunflower campaign has been associated greatly with the Southeast Queensland Transit Association, or SEQTA, who Immy is the founder of. They help to aid those with hidden disabilities by discreetly letting transport drivers and other passengers know that assistances may be needed. The SEQTA wants passengers wearing a sunflower lanyard or presenting a sunflower symbol to be acknowledged and not ignored in the position of discomfort. Immy and the SEQTA are yet to hear back from Brisbane City Council or the Metro team about this matter despite attempts to reach out.
Members of the Media, Entertainment and Art Alliance have rejected a pay deal from ABC management, saying the deal fails to meet their demands for better pay and job security. The deal proposed a 3.5% pay rise in the first year, with a 3.2% increase in the second and third year, with the aim to strengthen job security and assurance given the rise of artificial intelligence. With the inflation rate currently at 3.7%, MEAA members are saying the deal is not enough to keep up with the rate of inflation. Members have also said the deal further doesn't allow for career progression solely based on merit. In an interview with 4ZZZ, Cassie Derrick, Director of Media at the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, has said that there are three main reasons as to why they are not happy, saying, quote, "They want to make it possible for career progression, job security and sustainability," end quote, with Ms. Derrick saying that members would like to see a better proposal with contract security as well as pay progression and security. And in national news, the Labor government has pledged $37 million toward a childcare program aimed at monitoring the criminal history of those holding working with children checks. Named the National Continuous Checking Capability, the pilot program is expected to be ready for state and territory integration by the end of the year. The program comes a decade after such a measure was recommended by the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. Attorney General Michelle Rowland said the coordinated program would deliver, quote, "consistency across jurisdictions for when a person is suitable to hold a working with children check and when they should be excluded."
The Australian Pesticide and Veterinary Medicines Authority, or APVMA, has raised safety concerns for children about a popular chemical used on berries. They announced that the current instructions for using dimethylate, a widely contested insecticide used to protect berries from fruit fly, may not be adequate to ensure human safety. It was found that children between 2 and 6 are at risk of exceeding safe exposure limits if they eat the berries treated with the chemical within a week or less of its harvest, now ruling that farmers must wait at least 14 days after chemical spraying before harvesting. The APVMA have said that there needs to be more time for the chemical to break down. And for your space news this Friday, Blue Origin has successfully launched their rocket carrying 2 NASA satellites to Mars. The 98-metre rocket was launched from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and was confirmed about 20 minutes after launch that the New Glenn's upper stage has achieved its primary mission, sending NASA's twin Escapade spacecraft off on their 22-month journey to our red neighbour. Expected to reach Mars in 2027, the dual spacecraft will enter synchronised elliptical orbits around Mars to study the planet's space, weather, environment over an 11-month period.
And for your poetic weather today, Brisbane is rainy, I fear, so keep your gutter clear. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. If you wait for the sun, it surely will pour. There's a moderate fire danger and a 5 UV in the moderate band. All's well that ends well, but are you a rainy day fan?
Okay. that's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow with Brisbane Line. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head over to 4zzz.org.au. Have a great day, guys.
Screen Feeder and Tape Off are joining forces to end the year with a couple of gigs in small local venues known for their relaxed vibes, good people and great food. Rip off your tie, throw your